You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz hopped over to the state border on Tuesday for a town hall in Eau Claire. Governor Walz spoke to a packed crowd at the Pablo Confluence Center, encouraging residents to keep getting involved as much as possible. After his speech, Governor Walz answered questions from attendees with Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler. Most of the questions revolved around potential cuts to Medicaid, Social Security, and the Department of Education. He also criticized Elon Musk's investments in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. The Chippewa Falls School District will host a public hearing on Wednesday to update area residents on plans to revise elementary school boundary lines. The hearing will be held at 6:15 tonight in the Chippewa Falls Middle School Auditorium. The district has been considering boundary adjustments in an effort to prevent the permanent closure of a school. In recent weeks, the Elementary Boundary Review Committee expressed optimism that targeted boundary adjustments would be the most effective method of restructuring the district. One of the largest firearm manufacturers in the United States will be relocating their entire manufacturing operation to Wisconsin. Henry Repeating Arms plans to relocate to a newly expanded state-of-the-art headquarters in Rice Lake with two additional facilities in Ladysmith. Company officials say they're also working on opening up a third facility in Ladysmith over the summer. Their current manufacturing operations are run out of Bayonne, New Jersey. Officials say the transition will allow them to increase production and improve collaboration. The Wisconsin State Senate voted to approve an overhaul of Department of Public Instruction's state test standards on Tuesday. The legislation has now passed both the Assembly and State Senate and will head to Governor Tony Evers' desk. The legislation would reset state report card standards to the levels set in the 2021-2022 school year for high schoolers and the 2019-2020 levels for younger students. Governor Tony Evers says he will likely veto the legislation and that the Department of Public Instruction should be determining test standards. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents about ghost tax preppers with just a few weeks to go until the filing deadline. According to the organization, ghost tax preppers refers to individuals who are not certified to prepare tax returns but still do it, submitting the documents as if the taxpayer had filed them on their own. If any issues arise with the tax return, that taxpayer could appear to be the guilty party to the IRS. Residents should be wary of people offering quick refunds and large returns and review their tax documents personally. On Tuesday, the Wisconsin State Assembly passed a bill that would require county sheriffs to comply with federal immigration authorities. The legislation would require sheriffs to comply with federal detainer warrants and verify the citizenship of people they arrest. If they don't follow those requirements, they could risk losing funding from the state. State Democrats voted against the legislation, with some calling it government overreach and expensive micromanagement. Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto the bill. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin visited Marshfield Medical Center in Eau Claire on Tuesday morning, speaking with local healthcare workers and residents about potential cuts to Medicaid. Attendees shared stories about their own experiences with Medicaid and how vital those services have been for them and their families, as well as their fear of what could happen if they lose access to those services. Speaking after the roundtable, Senator Baldwin called on her Republican colleagues to stand up and push back on policies that could hurt their constituents. An Almena man accused of stealing a truck and operating while intoxicated at over three times the legal limit in September has entered a not guilty plea in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, 52-year-old Feliciano Sanchez was charged with felony taking and driving a vehicle without the owner's consent and misdemeanor second offense OWI. Authorities say the owner of the vehicle reported it stolen by Sanchez and told them Sanchez was highly intoxicated. He was later found in the passenger seat at a gas station. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the online tool includes a map showing runoff risk forecasts for the following 3 days during the summer months. The forecasts are updated by the National Weather Service four times per day. The Department of Natural Resources also offers services for farmers helping to identify possible alternatives to high-risk manure spreading. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state's recent population growth is being driven more by immigration than birth and death rates. According to the report, domestic and international migration has been the driving factor in population growth since 2022, as natural population change decreases with lower birth rates. Officials say over a three-year period from 2021 to 2024, Wisconsin gained nearly 82,000 residents through net migration. The largest change came with over 28,000 migrants in 2024. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned three Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a one-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost five of their last seven games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers are arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next, we get to play in another one. We just focused on a four-team, two-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. Long Bright River is a mystery cop show on Peacock starring Amanda Seyfried. In my opinion, it took a little bit to get going, but was explained as to why later in the show. Seyfried plays a Philadelphia cop who investigates crimes against sex workers and the homeless in Philly's Kensington area. The Mamma Mia star plays the role a bit passively as a reluctant police officer, but ultimately her choices work. The best thing about the show, in my opinion, is that I really had no idea who the bad guy was right up until the end. It's always nice to binge a mystery that isn't predictable. Fox's The Cleaning Lady is infusing its cast with some new blood. Joining the show will be Lea Salonga, who starred in Les Mis on Broadway, Patricia de Leon, who most recently appeared on Taylor Sheridan's Lioness, and Robert Giacchini, who's appeared in films like Dreamgirls and Godfather 3. That's some good talent that will hopefully help the show overcome a title that's hard to take seriously. People on social media have been raving about the show Adolescence. They might be onto something, as it is the highest rated show on Netflix for the week of March 10th. The show was discovered by over 24 million viewers between Thursday and Sunday of last week. That's 5 million more viewers than Robert De Niro's Zero Day received, which premiered February 17th. Adolescence almost drew more viewers than a horribly reviewed Chris Pratt Millie Bobby Brown movie, The Electric State, which took in just over 25 million viewers. Regarding episodic shows, the comedy Running Point finished in second place behind Adolescence with just over 9 million viewers. If you're in the mood for some laughs, check it out as Kate Hudson plays an executive who finds herself running an NBA basketball team. So much bingeable color TV to check out, but your time is valuable. So choose wisely, my fellow couch potatoes. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothy Chalamet have a lot of sex together. In a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothy Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Heavy snow and wind will create areas of blowing snow through much of the day today. We're talking 3 to 6 inches, more to the south, less to the north, and strong northerly wind gusts from 30 to 40. That will create blowing snow through this evening. Our high today, 36. Conditions will improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.